Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. Thanks for joining us, Tyler.
Well, thanks for having me.
The USDA released its quarterly hogs and pigs report last week. What were the highlights of this latest report, and how has it matched with expectations?
Well, I guess to start with, the expectations were varied, to say the least. When I say that, a lot of analysts had just a huge range of possibilities with respect to the market animals that we can expect over the next to go to slaughter over the next 3 to 6 months, and so the report showed, I think probably the biggest takeaway from the report was some pretty massive numbers, year-over-year increases from in the heaviest market weight categories. And so what we're talking about is the hogs that are going to be coming to market really over the next 2 months or so. Those year-over-year increases were in the double digits, were over 10% larger than year ago levels. And when you see something like that, it's been 20 years since we've seen any year-over-year change of that magnitude. But, you know, when you think back to, you know, what we've just dealt with over the course of the last 2 months, they were taking these surveys just 2 or 3 weeks after the lowest kind of slaughter capacity, when we had the plants go down in the United States that were dealing with COVID-19 and through their labor force. They effectively cut the U.S. slaughter by 1/3, and so just 2 or 3 weeks later, the hog producers that were answering the survey were effectively responding to the questions in exactly the way that they would normally. And that meant that all of that backlog of hogs that weren't getting slaughtered, they were reporting on. And so I think that had probably skewed some of those numbers in a pretty big way. That we simply still need to work through over the course of the next 2 months or so.
How is capacity lining up at this point with supply, and what impact is that having?
Well, I think it's a big concern rolling into the third and fourth quarters of this year. We anticipate that things will be tight. All else kind of working perfectly, we would anticipate that hog supplies have grown, at least 4 to 5%. And when you, when you apply that against what we understand the packer capacity to be, it would be very close to being to being an issue. But you layer on, any delays in any hiccups in the logistics of things, or in plant processing, or any of that, and we could have a scenario where, again, we've got a backlog of hogs building, possibly right after we've cleared the previous backlog from the spring. So it's really not a good scenario, and it does. I think this is the reason why we're seeing so much weakness in the fall futures months.
What are we seeing in terms of demand at this point, and what factors are playing a role in demand? Have we seen any changes there?
Well, we did get some interesting kind of metrics about demand, really of all products. And I think one has to take the information with a grain of salt, because what we're talking about is consumption patterns that we've never really seen before, where by far the majority of the product is being consumed at home, where you know the where many times some cuts would not would typically only a very small minority would be. But there was some information that showed that that demand early on in the COVID-19 outbreak really spiked for the month of April. But there's other you know other evidence that that hasn't really we don't have data yet to go with it that suggests that it has tumbled pretty sharply with consumption still reasonably good given the restrictions, but prices collapsing. And so, you know, when you measure, you know, you measure demand in those two ways, both in the quantity consumed and in prices. And I think we've just seen just very volatile environment for pork demand specifically.
How does the value of pork at this point, pork prices, retail pork prices, factor into all of this when you compare prices for pork against chicken or beef or other protein products?
Yeah, it's I think it's well positioned. I think everything has kind of moved together. I mean, typically we see chicken has the, you know, the lowest price point, and then pork is next, and then beef is typically the highest. And everything has kind of moved I think in a comparable way, where initially it spiked and then it dropped off fairly quickly. So it's more of a question of what are consumers most comfortable cooking at home, and what, you know, and given their, you know, the economic situation where we're looking at record unemployment levels, we need to be cognizant of I guess managing expectations with what cuts and how much consumers are going to be willing to pay, given that their own incomes have taken a big hit over the last 3 months.
What should producers be watching moving through the next quarter and toward the end of the year?
Well, producers are in a tough spot right now. We've now gone a good, you know, 2.5, 3 months where prices have not been profitable, and there's really no prospect on the forward prices to see any difference to that trend. So it's tough to get any forward price protection when effectively you'd be securing a significant loss. Now, I think one needs to be, you know, needs to consider, you know, the huge spectrum of possibilities here, and that we could see even further downside. So I think probably what producers would do if we experienced a 10 to 15% increase, which would be a relatively modest improvement, I would expect actually that we might see some producers starting to book fourth quarter and even early into 2021, just to be able to take some of that risk off the table.
And is there anything you would like to add?
It's really tough times right now. I think that needs to be absolutely clear, and I think that could be the reason why, you know, we're starting to get more fulsome conversations about adjustments to the cash to cash prices that producers are getting, because quite simply, we're going to see some failures and some people leave the industry if we don't get some improvement soon.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Our guest has been Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hamm's Marketing Services. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.